Hey, what's happening? Tom Buell here. Welcome to almost the end of the week. Here we are. What is it? Thursday, September 27th, 2018. And right now, as I'm recording this, there is a huge shiny object going on, getting massive amounts of attention, massive amounts of eyeballs, massive amounts of the world's most precious asset, which is time. And time, ladies and gentlemen, in today's day and age equals money. And what does that mean for news channels? That means more advertising dollars, more eyeballs equals more money, attention. We live in the attention age. It's hard to get and keep people's attention. Yet when you have a big storm, when you have big drama, when you have a big accident, think of the rubbernecking syndrome. When you're on the highway and there's a wreck, most of the time you're stuck in that traffic. Why? Not because the road is stopped. It's because people driving by are checking out the mess, checking out the drama, the rubbernecking syndrome. Now, you and I, when we recognize time being our most precious asset, have to keep the blinders on like a horse. What's that called? They call those blinders on a horse so that the horse doesn't get distracted. It stays focused on the path ahead. You and I have to get clear on what's important to me. Where am I going? And is this shiny object trying to get my attention? You know, it might, you know, because you got to remain vigilant and aware, okay, assess it quickly and get back to the activities that are important to you. But when it gets your attention and you don't control that, it's stealing your most precious asset. And here's the thing that I work on, and hey, I get caught, as everybody does, with this whole social media, with carrying these things around everywhere we go, shiny objects everywhere. And to remain focused, right? And the power of remaining focused. When you can choose to do that and remain continually opportunity cost weighing your options of, is that worth my time or not? A, when you're in the zone, you turn off all those distractions so that nothing can break into your most precious revenue producing activities. But when you're just doing your daily routines and things are trying to pull your attention away, here's one of the things I do. I ask myself, is this relevant to me? Like, is this pertinent to me? Or will I, you know, and here's, I unplug from the news, negative energy without substance. Well, Tom, you're going to miss out on stuff. No, things that are pertinent to me, guess what? I hear about it through the networks that I'm in. I don't pay, that brings my energy, frequency, and vibration down. Anything that's important and relevant to me, I'll hear about, I'll know about. All the other stuff is distraction. I made a video back in 2016. I don't care who wins this presidential race. My life, I'm clear on where I'm going. It doesn't matter who the heck wins. I'm going to do what's within my control to control what's my universe, my thoughts, my words, my actions. And I'm going to stick to the book of Dale Carnegie's that says, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. So after I discern, is this relevant to me and my journey, where I'm going? Or, you know, I'm clear on where I'm going with my health, my relationships, and my finances. Is this impacting that? And am I able to control anything? Because this is where it goes to worry and control. How to stop worrying and start living also narrows down to the two things you can choose to worry about. And worry is a choice, by the way. It's faith in the law of sowing and reaping, the law of cause and effect, or worry, which leads to fear, which leads to a lot of more of the negative energies, right? So is this pertinent to me? And then, okay, if it is pertinent, is there anything I can control? What can I control? What is within my control? Because the book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, says two things. You can choose to worry about two things, things you can control or things you can't control. And if you're worrying about something you control or can't control, how ridiculous is that? Don't worry about it. Just control it and do what's yours to do to not worry about it. And once you're done doing all that you can do, think of planting and watering and fertilizing a field. You can't force it to grow faster. You've done what you're to do, and then you have to continue to pull the weeds and water it and give it the proper nutrition and care. But you can't force the seeds to grow any faster than they're going to grow. Do what you're to do, then move on to the next task. And then think of the other thing. If the other thing you can choose to worry about, things that you can't control. Once again, how ridiculous is that? If you can't control it, why are you spending your most precious time and asset of, or most precious asset of time, worrying about it? There's nothing you can do. So recognize that. And you know what? I'm going to choose to do what I can do with my thoughts, words, actions, control my emotions, and know what my next step is of what's mine to do, What's the absolute best use of my time? And do that. And I hope these videos are one of those answers. You know what? This is brief. This is powerful. This is none of the bull crap. As you see, I don't sit here and pound my chest at how freaking awesome I am and walk on water and all this crap. I'm a regular person just like you who's doing what I can to do what's mine and share this information with you. And the response is it's helping many, and that's why I continue doing it. I like it. And guess what? The messages resonate with me too. I have to remind myself about this stuff because those shiny objects are pulling up everywhere and trying to get my attention. I have to remain vigilant and use this wisdom that I'm sharing with you as well. Breathe. It's all good. This world is amazing. We live in a time unlike any other. It's an honor that our paths have crossed, and I know your best is yet to come. Man, this is great. And there's a lot of stuff that looks like, holy crap, this world is falling apart, blah, blah, blah. Look, we live in the greatest time ever. And actually, if you look at the aggregate whole of humanity, 95% of them are freaking awesome human beings. There's the 5% that are manipulative, you know, soulless jerks who all have one goal in mind, and that's to ruin everybody else, whatever. Don't pay any attention to that. Focus on the 95 out of 100 and put yourself with the good people. And out of that 95, there's 5 to 10 out of that group who are absolutely amazing, you know, will do anything for anybody. And everyone else is pretty darn good, right? Just be the best you're capable of being. Focus on what, gain clarity on what's important to you. Give it your time, attention, energy. Don't choose to worry about things you can control or things you can't control, which means you don't worry. You just do what's yours to do and watch how your health gets better, mentally, physically, emotionally. Watch how your relationships, personally, professionally, and socially get better. Watch how your financial situation improves dramatically with your today money activities, your tomorrow money activities, and your contribution. Life is awesome. Let's make it great. And if you aren't, like, this is going to be inside the app. If you aren't in the Simplifier app yet, go there. There's more of this information waiting for you. Brief, powerful insights, not just for me, but I've interviewed 100 plus of my friends who are New York Times bestselling authors, well-known marketers that I'm adding in their wisdom as well. It's the place you need to be. It's free. Register at thesimplifier.com. Enter your name and email. You'll be emailed a special password to join my membership app of The Simplifier. Go to thesimplifier.com. Register. I'll see you inside there. And you watching this inside the app, hey, give some feedback, share some love. This is life-changing, game-changing stuff. Not pounding my chest, but the feedback has been, look, that connected the dots. I was getting distracted by all these freaking shiny objects. Now I'm laser-focused and clearing what I want and doing what's mine to do. I'm not worrying, and life is good. Love you. Keep on rocking. Make today great. I'll see you inside the app. Go to thesimplifier.com. Register if you aren't in the app yet. See you inside. Bye for now.